Welcome to the Week 7 edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason, and thank you for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com, right here on the practice field. Remember, if you want to get in on the mailbag, just tweet your questions to me, at Mace Denver, with the hashtag AskMace, or you can go to the form on DenverBroncos.com. That's at DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Let's get to the first question. It's from Tim Spurs, and his Twitter handle is Tim J. Sheard. He wants to know, was moving Orlando Franklin and left guard a mistake rather than you getting a free agent or using a high draft pick to replace Zane Beatles? I don't think it's a mistake, and I think the reason why is because Franklin has played better in recent weeks. I think the last two games since the bye are his best since he moved from right tackle to left guard. He looks more confident. He looks quicker. He's becoming an asset to the offensive line. And if you look at how the offensive line played against the New York Jets, they had their ups and downs, you know, a couple of sacks, some pressures allowed against Peyton Manning, and also penalties. There are penalties across the board on the offensive line, except for one man, and that was Orlando Franklin. He's playing more technically sound, more mistake-free football, and I think he's going to play better as the weeks progress. Our next question is from at Captain JT on Twitter. He wants to know, do you think Peyton Manning will make an effort to get Wes Welker more involved, or is his role diminished this year? Well, I don't think you're going to actively see Peyton Manning trying to get any one receiver more involved than the other. He's just looking for the open guy, whether it's the first, second, or third read. But that being said, Wes Welker's role has diminished a little bit in the offense. If you look at his percentage of plays per game, last year in the games they started and finished, it was 79%. This year, it's right around 65% on average per game, and he played less than half the snaps against the Jets. That's the first time he's played less than half the snaps in a game he started and finished as a Bronco. Why? It's an emphasis on two tight end formations, and two tight end formations either with two tight ends, or, as we saw against the Jets, Paul Kornick, an offensive tackle, 310 pounds, getting in there as an extra tight end. What Adam Gase, the offensive coordinator, feels is that it's going to help out the running game, and the results bore that out, 4.5 yards per carry on run plays when Kornick was in there. So it's simply a change of emphasis for the offense. I think we'll see plenty of Wes Welker as the season progresses, but I don't think you're going to see him play 90, 95%, 100% of the snaps as he did in some games last year. Thanks for the question, and be sure to tweet at me your questions for next week on Mason's Mailbag. Until next time, it's Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.